So we've got quite an afternoon of activities for you. So thanks for staying in here and sticking with us. We're going to be going over evidence and procedure, some Fifth Circuit topics. We've got supersedious and sanctions coming up. But we're starting off with what I think is going to be a very fun presentation presented by Judge Don Rogers, who is a judge on the 334th District Court in Harris County. She actually began her career in law right here in Austin, Texas, where they threw her in the deep end and say, go ahead and try these 50-plus cases in front of benches and juries. And then she practiced, she was in private practice for about 19 years before, or 17 years after that, before taking the bench in 2020. Judge Kristen Hawkins is also going to be presenting this afternoon. She is double board certified in civil trial law and personal injury trial law. She's been on the bench since 2016, judge of the 11th District Court in Harris County, and in 2021 was named by Texas Abota their Jurist of the Year. So they're going to be doing what should be a fun presentation on entitled So You Think You Know Your Evidence and Procedure. I think that the very title suggests the answer. Probably you do not, nor do I. But since these are the people who call the balls and strikes every day, we'll just turn it over to them to take it away and see what we do or do not know.
All right. Well, good afternoon. Can everybody hear me? Okay, we're going to stand up. We're kind of, we like to move. But this presentation, I expect everybody to be on their phones. I'm not joking. Get out your phone right now. Go to menti.com. This is an interactive presentation. I'm going to try to keep you awake. We have the first slot after lunch. So let's see what we can do to keep you awake.
Judge, did you see the quizzical
I know,
looks
they're,
when
they
you
are
told
skeptical.
Them that they could be on their phone during our presentation?
They're skeptical about this. All right, go to menti.com, and then you use this code, 7485-3043. All right, let's see if we can get some people there. Everybody there, keep going. We in. All right, how many people do we have? Oh, whoa, hold on. So sorry.
Uh-oh.
Let me exit out of this real quick. Okay. Can we pull it down from there real quick? Or do I have to do that? I need to reset something real quick. We've got four people in.
Okay, he pulled it down. Perfect.
He pulled it down. Great. Okay. 1 second. This and... How do we do this again? Dawn, you want to talk a little bit more?
About myself. Hi.
Excellent.
My name is Dawn,
Excellent.
And I'm a cancer. while you take care of that. So honestly, this was not the presentation that I was originally on. We have another judge out of Harris County, Judge Tanya Garrison. She and Judge Hawkins are the one that put together this wonderful PowerPoint / interactive fun game. We like to call it a game. And because Judge Garrison was unavailable at one of the presentations, I was asked to sit in her stead, and I'm so happy I did, because we wound up presenting this in front of the appellate bar in Houston, and I guess they enjoyed us so much, they asked us to take our show on the road. So here we are. Yeah, here we are. And so it really is fun, and we liked it because the attorneys, normally, we all know, we go to the CLEs, and we're just listening, which, don't get me wrong, we're all here to learn, but it's something about learning when you're actually participating. It's something about using those other senses that we have other than listening that allows the information to stick. And here's the thing, I mean, I've been practicing now for 21 years. You're never too old to learn. That's why it's titled what it's titled. And so some of you will get the answer wrong, and we hope so, because that's what's going to make this so fun. If everybody gets the answer right, then I'll go back to Houston right now.
All right,
and did I buy enough time?
You bought me enough time.
Yes.
You bought me enough time. All right, we are ready to go back up.
I think
up.
I'm
there
a little loud, though. Am I too loud?
No.
Maybe the volume?
You're not too loud. All right, so now we have a new code. I apologize, everybody. Bear with me. We have a new code, so please, this is your new code.
You all can see it?
There we go. We got one. We got one logged in. We got some hearts in there. Everybody has their new code? Fastest fingers? Yes, 7-4.